Hey, you guys catching fish today?
Yeah, I just caught like a fish with wings. It had like wings on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Flying fish?
That's what they were saying that it was. But.
That's cool. I'll maintain my 6 feet from you. Don't want you to catch my cooties. What do you guys think of all of this?
I think it's crazy. I think they shot down all my fishing spots because all the parks are closed, so I'm not happy.
It's very bizarre. It's I from day to day I have my different thoughts on it.
I've talked to my grandfather, I've talked to people who've been around a long time, said they've never in their life seen anything like this.
Yeah. Well, I think God stopped the world. He basically stopped the world, didn't he? Only God can do that. I mean, we've had some crises around the world, but it doesn't affect everybody. It's kind of exciting if you know the Lord, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because he said he would, and he always keeps his promises. It's just that we're impatient. And I'm not saying that. I'm enjoying life just fine here. It's beautiful.
Oh, me too.
Right?
Me too.
But you guys know the Lord.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do.
We have nothing to fear, right? Waiting for. But not, 6 years ago I got saved at 55. You know, I'm the world's oldest born-again Christian, and
yeah, right.
So you know what, I wouldn't have been so happy 6 years ago, and I wouldn't have known it, but you know, I'm happy now. So there's people that need to hear about him. My name's Marie.
I'm Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
This is my cousin Will.
Hi, Will. Hi. Yeah, I live in Polk County. Do you know where that is? It's just like 3 hours drive north of here, like between Orlando and Tampa.
Okay. Yeah, we're from Jersey.
Oh, I'm from Massachusetts.
Okay.
I grew up in, I was born right outside of Boston.
Okay. It's beautiful out.
You live here or are you just visiting?
No, I live in Delray.
Oh, Delray. That's like south of here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice, I've heard. I know somebody that lives in Delray.
Yeah, he lives in Boynton.
Okay.
So, pretty much in this area.
Yeah. I drove down to Palm Beach because I heard that it was the only place in the United States that was exempt from 5G.
What do you mean?
5G networks are the radiation from the 5G towers.
Well, I'm a researcher. I'm a writer. I write a travel blog, and I don't have a card with me, or I'd give you one.
You keep the thing to measure the radiation levels?
I don't have that.
Do I have one?
But you know, I've been doing some researching.
Yeah.
And somebody made a really good point. And this guy was one of the head ups in Vodafone, which started this whole wireless industry back in like 2010, maybe.
Yeah.
It's really hard to think that it's only been 10 years since we started really seriously having this technology.
Well, yeah, in 2010 was really when it was starting.
Yeah.
Really...
So in the UK,
when I was a kid, if you had a cell phone, it was this big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right? Like what the army troops used to carry,
yeah.
Like in MASH.
Yeah, I mean...
So anyway, so this guy says that this coronavirus is actually linked to the radiation from 5G.
I keep hearing rumors about
that.
You
think so?
Well, I'll just tell you what he said. I kind of have to believe it because it was very compelling.
Well,
and
it did just start too when 5G just comes out. So.
This whole thing started in Wuhan, right?
Yeah.
Well, 6 months before that, they rolled out 5G in Wuhan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and it takes 6 months for your body. What the coronavirus, he says, does is that it's your body trying to fight off radiation, basically. So it mimics the flu symptoms. And I'm sorry if I'm bothering
okay,
your fish.
I'm
okay. I'll talk low.
No, you're okay.
So he says that, you know, people think that 5G is just like better than 4G, but it's all kind of the same thing. It's just more intense and more powerful and faster.
Yeah. Got him? Did I? Yeah, I got him.
Yeah.
Yep. You're just yanking him out of here, huh?
What is it?
Another one.
Oh, man.
Flying fish.
Yeah, it's a flying fish.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Can I take a picture?
Yeah.
Yikes. He's not happy either, huh?
Definitely not happy. Can I see those pliers?
You gonna eat them or you just gonna throw them back in?
No, we catch them.
So you're just doing it for fun?
Yeah. We don't wanna, I mean, some fish we eat. You know what I mean? Like, if you get a big enough fish, it's a snapper.
What's going on? And there's certain fish that are good for eating, some that aren't, right? It kind of looks like a hornpout. I remember catching hornpout when I was...
Mine was bigger.
What do you got, shrimp on there?
Yeah.
Oh, that maybe that's it. Maybe they like the shrimp.
Yeah, they like the shrimp. A lot of things like the shrimp. I've caught, so far, just with shrimp and chicken alone. Here, take your phone. Shrimp and chicken alone, I've caught, like, 6 different species of fish.
Okay, so they're responding to what you're feeding them, not what you're luring them with.
We tried different
things.
I'm
glad you're putting them back, though.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to kill them.
What a great way to just
spend the day. I mean, if we do bring them, we eat them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, good for you.
Just kill them.
It's not the sport of it.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
So let me just finish telling you about what this guy says. So most people, when I ask them what they think about 5G, they think it's just 4G, but better, faster. You can download a movie in 3 seconds instead of 30, whatever. Yeah. But basically what it is, it's a generation. It's a different generation, and it's evolved from person to place and place to thing, where it becomes a network that's all around you. So like for me now, I can decide not to use my phone. I can leave it behind. And that's it. I don't have it, but nobody knows where I am. They can't track me with it.
Yeah.
With the 5G, you can't opt out because it's all around you. It's all in the air, and it repeats all around you. So you think you can't escape from it. It's like being in a matrix. And I've never seen that movie, but it's kind of what I understand is, you know, you're kind of in it. So again, I don't know what to believe. I'm just kind of getting people's opinions on what they think, because a lot of people are like, you know what, I've been hearing kind of like that, but it sounds too ludicrous to be true, you know? And
yeah, I mean, I believe in like anything could really be, so.
Or a combination of things, you know?
It wouldn't surprise me if that was the reason.
But I think the reason for a global, for a 5G network is because eventually there's powers that want to have a one world order, a one world religion, a one world currency. That's been going on for a long time, and that's the way they can achieve it. So basically, once you have no choice, you know, you can't really opt out. So
it's very true.
It's going to happen whether it's going to, you know, I mean, but God's in charge, and, you know, and I think we shouldn't fear about anything.
Oh, yeah, I'm not really worrying about it too much.
I think people think that things are going to go back to normal, and I think this is the new normal. I don't think we can ever snap back.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think it.
And that's a scary thought for people who are really attached to what they do. It's easy for me. I'm all by myself, and I can go where I want. I'm retired, but anyway. Well, you guys, you know, just keep safe and, you know, keep on and keep your faith. And
you too.
When the time comes, you'll know what it is.
Yep.
God bless you. Nice to talk
God bless
with you.
You too.
Bye. Take care. You too.